Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. With over 75 years of experience, their doctors treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. To become a patient, visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Lately, we've been doing an incredibly important series on Love Talk, the most powerful communication method on Earth. Last show, you learned how to share your feelings and needs as the customer, because you know there's the role of employee and customer. You learned how to do that in a way that helps others receive them and honor them, which is huge. Today, we finally get to reveal to you exactly how the two of you can reach a win-win solution. And I'll just tell you this much, Seth. When couples experience that win-win solution, their relationship can't help but get more intimate, because when two people feel like, hey, we're on the same page, this sucker is solved. Woo. Intimacy is like the next natural step. You're listening to Smalley Marriage Radio. I am Michael Smalley, along with my brilliant co-host,
Seth Johnson.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty full at the moment.
Really?
We just got back from lunch.
We did. We ate lunch. That's a good way to prepare for a radio show.
Oh, of course. I mean, you're just going to sit down, be lethargic for a while. Might as well eat.
Yeah, nothing like having a stuffed belly and try to be intelligent.
Carb-heavy pizza lunch.
Yeah, I know. Oh, wait, are we still doing this?
Yeah.
Well, you are listening to Smalley Marriage Radio, and I want to remind you to visit SmalleyInstitute.com, because you actually can become a member of our website, which gives you instant access to hours worth of video from my dad, Dr. Gary Smalley's best video series, my own with my wife, Amy. And all of this stuff is just waiting to show you the way to a better relationship. And if you live in the Houston area, and even if you don't, Seth.
Yeah, if you want to commute, it's cool.
If you want to drive in, fly in, my father and I are doing a very special workshop. It's only 3 hours long. We're only letting 25 couples register. It's going to be in the Woodlands, February 26th. You can also register for that online at SmalleyInstitute.com, or you can call us toll-free at 888-565-6462. Again, that's going to be February 26th. It is the Reignite Love Talk Workshop live.
That's going to be great.
With my father and I, we will not just teach you it, but then you get to practice it, and we make sure you've applied it to your relationship before you go home. So, Seth, we are now to the show where we are talking about win-win solutions.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what does that mean to you? So you're a smart guy.
Thank you.
You're in a healthy relationship. Well done. You're not necessarily a marriage expert.
No.
You're not a marriage expert. So
no.
When you hear win-win, I'd be curious on what you think that means.
Well, I would say that.
And you can't use the words to define it.
Oh, darn it. That just both parties involved are satisfied with the conclusion of the argument.
Wow. That is really well said.
Well, thank you.
Let me ask you another important question.
Please do.
Would you say that you and Shauna, okay, that's your wife.
Yes.
Would you say that, does it feel right if I would say that the two of you are, as a married couple, on the same team?
Yeah, most definitely.
So, like, that team analogy works for a husband and wife.
Yeah.
Okay. Because this is important. And here's why. And now we're going to get a little bit controversial.
Oh.
That's why I love Christian radio. It's full of controversy. No, because, you know, a lot of men out there think that they, you know, they get married, and if they've been taught improperly about the role of a husband, they go into marriage sort of believing in this magical trump card they hold in their back pocket, right? That famous Ephesians 5:21, and wives, submit to your husbands in everything as you submit to the Lord, right? And men will read this, and by the way, women will read this, and they now assume that what that means is, oh, okay, so the men are the final decision, like a dictator.
Right.
And that just doesn't work, because here's the problem. You have to keep reading. And this is what I love. And I love getting into debates with people on scripture, because people can take one verse Consistently, people will take a verse of the Bible and totally twist it.
Oh, for sure.
But it's kind of hard to mess up scripture when you read it in context.
Definitely.
You know, like when you read a much larger chunk and not just one little sentence. And when you read Ephesians 5:21, the best part, well, that's actually Ephesians 5:22, and wives submit to your husbands. In 5:21, the verse right before that, literally, this isn't like Ephesians 4:2, Ephesians 5:21.
Right beforehand.
Says, husbands and wives submit to each other.
Out of reverence for Christ.
Ah, so in the very preceding verse, it says, husbands and wives serve each other, love each other, but both of you submit to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so, gentlemen, if you've had a false understanding, and I'm calling it what it is, because it's not accurate, men do not have a trump card. You don't get to go into a decision and say, gee, honey, I'm really sorry you feel that way, but I'm the final authority on this, and we're doing it.
Just look in scripture. I'm pretty much right.
Yeah, and you're not. You're not right. And when you have a relationship, if you want it to be functional, if you want it to be God-honoring, then you're going to be serving each other, which looks like win-win. And we go back to the team analogy. Like, let's, you know, football is obviously America's favorite sport. So let's take Andrew Luck. All right, he's like that up-and-coming quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. Mm-hmm. Amazing talent. If Andrew Luck on the Indianapolis Colts throws for 800 yards and 7 touchdowns, rushes for another 200 yards and another 9 touchdowns.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's 16 touchdowns. And the Colts still lose the game. Does Andrew Luck get a victory because he did so good?
No.
So, okay, because they're on a team, then that means no matter how good Andrew Luck plays.
Yeah, it's team loss.
He gets... They all win together and they all
lose together.
Lose. The same thing is true for your relationship. So you and Shauna, if you're trying to resolve something, neither one of you gets to go, well, too bad. We're doing it my way.
Right.
You have, and this is why love talk is such a helpful communication method. Because love talk helps you get organized on what truly matters so that you have understanding so that now when you're ready to resolve it, you can land on a win-win, and that's really the first rule with win-win solutions is you have to agree to a win-win. Mm-hmm. There is no walking away as a husband and wife where one of you feels like the solution is a loss. That is unacceptable. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the deal. If you're going to land on that win-win, you first have to agree that that's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, let me make it practical.
Please.
Let's say a husband has lost his job. Well, we're in the Houston area, oil city, right?
Yeah.
And let's say that a husband lost his job because the oil market's down.
Going down.
Yeah, and he's not lazy, so he's not a bum. He's been looking and looking and looking. Finally, he gets a job, but it's in Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston.
They've both grown up in Houston. Both of their families are here in Houston. All of their friends, their entire life is here in Houston. But the husband's finally got a job, right? Now, what do you do if he says, honey, I finally got work, but it's in Boston, and the wife feels like that's not a smart move? Does the husband get to just say, well, too bad, we're going to, he probably wouldn't use that phrase. I don't think they've used that since the 1910s.
Right.
Does he get to say, too bad, I'm sorry you feel that way, we're moving anyways?
No.
He doesn't. And listen, you can't get hung up on whether it's the right thing to go to Boston or not. The reality is, if you drag that wife kicking and screaming to Boston, what do you think is going to happen in Boston?
Oh, things will disintegrate.
Oh, my gosh. And they normally do. And if someone is there against their will, are you teammates?
No.
And I'll even take it this far. That can put so much stress on your relationship that you could end up sabotaging the job because your spouse didn't get there on a win. And here's where people get in trouble is you rush to decisions. When I wanted to leave Branson and the home that my wife and I built with her dad, mm-hmm. It was our dream home on Lake Tanningcombe. It was an amazing thing. When I said, hey, we got to move, my wife's basic comment was over my dead body.
Oh.
Like, literally, you'd have to pull me out with my cold, dead fingers.
So you could say she wasn't on board.
She wasn't real open to it.
Yeah.
And I now felt stuck because I felt like I needed to get out of there to get out from my dad's shadow and mm-hmm. to launch my own life and ministry. But she said, no, we're not leaving, ever. So where couples make mistakes is you get locked into this battle of wills going, we're going to move now, whether you like it or not. And then it ends up always becoming a disaster. I'm telling you, what I did in that moment is instead of forcing a decision, I was patient. Mm-hmm. And we literally took a year where we didn't bring it up with each other, but I continually prayed. She continually prayed. Mm-hmm. And at the end of that year, the Lord taught me that, hey, I don't want you to leave out of weakness. So there was like a really important lesson I was able to learn because I was patient. I didn't force the issue. But a long story short, when the Lord finally released us to go, we were both on the same page. Mm-hmm. So when we moved down here, it was a win for Amy and a win for me.
Yeah.
Here's why this is important. It took a year to get there, buddy. After we got here, within 8 months, the church that I was working at blew up in my face.
Oh.
Totally sabotaged, ended up being far worse than anything we were going on in Branson.
Right.
Could you imagine... had we gone down there as a win-loss, she would have said what? Told you?
Yeah.
It would have been a disaster.
Wow. So I know like and this isn't just like a big question tool, the whole win-win. It's for small things. Like Shauna and I this weekend, we had a bit of a confrontation about basically what time to head back to town because we were out of town with some friends. And I wanted to stay later because I'm a night owl. I didn't mind a late-night drive. She wanted to come home earlier. And of course, that's not a life or death situation, career altering.
But these things come up all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And so we had to basically meet in the middle, and where I got to spend time with my best friends that were there, and we were able to get home at a reasonable hour, and basically where we both felt like we got what we needed, what we wanted.
See, you're saying it's a little thing, but Seth, it's those little things that build up when they're not win-win solutions. They destroy you because over time, they become bigger and bigger and bigger things. So hopefully today what you've learned is you can't settle for anything but a win-win solution. If you're going to land there in your marriage, you just got to brainstorm the idea. Start off any idea with, hey, honey, would it be a win if? That is the best way to get that conversation started in a healthy manner. Well, you've been listening to Smalley Marriage Radio. We are brought to you by the Smalley Institute. If your marriage is on life support, reignite your relationship in just 2 days. You can discover more about this powerful program at SmalleyInstitute.com, or you can call us toll-free at 888-565-6462.
Introducing the all-new Lexus RX 350L. Designed for room. Room for a power folding third row. Room for up to seven. And room for the unexpected. The three-row RXL. It's the RX with room for more. Click the banner to experience the RXL and RXL hybrid. See your Austin or Lakeway Lexus dealer.
RX 450HL arriving spring 2018.
Introducing the all-new Lexus RX 350L. Designed for room. Room for a power folding third row. Room for up to seven. And room for the unexpected. The three-row RXL. It's the RX with room for more. Click the banner to experience the RXL and RXL hybrid. See your Austin or Lakeway Lexus dealer.
RX 450HL arriving spring 2018.